A new book for young readers has a modern take on some familiar fantasy creatures and takes on a deeper resonance in light of current events. In Greek mythology, sirens lured sailors to their doom with the power of their voices. In Bethany Murrow's A Song Below Water, Tavia is a siren, but she's also a black teenager living in Portland who has been told she must hide the power of her voice. It could put her in danger. Fortunately, Tavia has her best friend, Effie, who also has some magical powers of her own. Bethany Murrow joins me now. And Bethany, you say A Song Below Water came from a DM exchange that you had about sirens being black girls. Tell us more.
Well, the first message, the first direct message was actually my voice's power. And I was talking to my sister, Jennifer, who lives in Portland, Oregon, and we were watching a black woman being completely abused online, as is sort of common, unfortunately. And while all of these trolls and awful people were raining down this abuse on her, they were telling her it was because nobody cared what she had to say. And obviously, that's very difficult to believe when what she said incited such vitriol in such large quantities. And so I said to my sister, my voice is power, because we know better. And from saying my voice is power, I said, that sounds like something a black girl siren would say. And then I said, what if only black girls are sirens?
And in the book, we learn right away the power of Tavia's voice puts her in danger. There's a news report of a woman who was murdered, whose murder is seen by some as justified because she might have been a siren.
The point of that and the reason that was so important for me to include is because not all black women are sirens in this world, but all sirens are black women. And that gives a very convenient cover to people who want to abuse black women. In the book, the defense is the one who brings up the possibility that she was a siren. Yeah. And of course, there's no way to test that. There's no way to prove that or disprove that. The point is, it's enough to just posit it. And we see that with every black woman who has been killed, particularly by police officers. They're never the right kind of victim. They never deserve justice. You know, there's always something else we can learn about them that will explain to us why this extrajudicial death sentence was okay.
You chose this to be a young adult reader's book. It could have easily been a novel for adults. Why specifically for young people?
Specifically for black girls. I think that they are living in a horrific time. I think that there's been a pendulum swing where what teenage black children are going through right now more closely resembles my father's generation. And my father was born in 1944, Illinois. And I don't think that I lived in some idyllic time period, but I can absolutely observe that there is a level of constant terror and constant awareness that your life can be taken that I don't remember having.
Yeah. I want to also ask you about Effie, who is also a character. She also seems to be in some sort of danger from something we don't know much about, though we sense she has magic as well. Why was it important that we not know much about Effie's powers as opposed to Tavia's?
It was really important to me to have these two characters who love and understand each other so much and have this deep relationship, and yet are going through two very different journeys. And I wanted Effie to be the kind of character who she does not understand. She does not know what's happening. And I wanted her to have that because I think that it's so unfair to expect that black children are never innocent, and I mean innocent in the way of just having, being able to not know and being able to say, I don't get this. I don't understand this. I don't want every black child to have to be the professor at some point in their classroom to explain the world to other people and explain their experiences, though we've just been forced from the age of consciousness to know and understand things that take away our childhood, basically.
You're talking about your work. This work is for young black girls. And I hear in your voice the determination to make certain that it gets to these young black girls. But it's really hard right now.
I wish that this were just fantasy. And the devastating part, obviously, is that I have used sort of mythological creatures to demonstrate something that otherwise most of my countrymen seem completely unwilling to acknowledge. I think that that's the power of science fiction and fantasy, and I think that's why Black authors have always been the vanguard for it, is we understand that it is closer to the truth than contemporary work is allowed to be.
Thank you so much for your work, Bethany.
Thank you for having me.